Numbers chapter 31, verses 1 to 3. Vengeance. Now, even saying the word, giving the title, that's the kiss of death for this discourse, isn't it? How many people are going to see that for a title and say, oh yeah, I want to listen to that? This is the most unpopular word today. Would it be used at all? Vengeance. Let me read the passage to you. The Lord said to Moses, take vengeance on the Midianites for the Israelites. After that, you will be gathered to your people. So this is Moses' last great act. This is Moses' last great work before he dies. So Moses said to the people, he didn't grumble about it, he didn't kick at it. So Moses said to the people, arm some of your men to go to war against the Midianites and to carry out the Lord's vengeance on them. Send into battle 1,000 men from each of the tribes of Israel, and so on. Arm your men. Get ready to carry out the Lord's vengeance. It is the Lord's command. The Lord said to Moses, it is the Lord's vengeance on Midian. Numbers 31, verses 1 to 3. Of course God is a God of love. Of course he's a God of mercy. Of course he's a God of kindness. But there's a huge principle here. Perhaps several principles. Here's one principle. Israel had to be separate. Two, Israel had to be holy. And thirdly, because Israel had got muddled up with Midian, Moab, because Israel had succumbed to the temptations of this pagan nation, because there had been sin in the camp, God's wrath was poured out upon them. Now, these are huge principles. Oh, you say, well, it's old covenant. Well, so it is. And we must distinguish between the old and the new covenant. There's a distinction here. There is quite a separation. There is some overlap in these two covenants, but there is a disjoint here, discontinuity between these two covenants. Yes, but let's look at Israel first of all. Israel has to be a distinct, separate people. Read the Old Testament and see. Over and over again, the prophets are calling them back away from the pagans, Egypt in particular, but away from the pagans, away from their ideas, away from their systems. The law is given to Israel. The Sabbath is given to Israel. The land is given to Israel, marking them out as special, special people. This law is your law. My law for you, Psalm 147, 19 and 20. No other nation has been given the law. Israel, it has the law. That marks them out. Ephesians chapter 2. This is the mark of separation between Israel and the rest. The Sabbath above all. The Sabbath a special sign, marking the people out, distinguishing the people. Israel has to stay distinct and separate. And with Midian and Moab, it's got mixed up and jumbled up and combined together in some way. And sin is the result. Well, that's Israel. But the Ecclesia, called out once, the church, we're called out from the world. Be ye separate, says the Lord. 2 Corinthians 6, Revelation 18, 19, those chapters. This is a great principle. And God says to Israel, you must wreak vengeance on Midian and Moab. Why? Because they led you into sin. Of course, is it outside for Israel to deal with these nations? But God has already dealt with them and brought them into judgment. What about the new covenant? Well, there's no judgment. Of course there is. Judgment begins at the house of God. 1 Peter 4, verses 17 to 18. Like with Israel, God visited judgment upon Israel for its sin. Now he's visiting judgment upon Midian for its sin. 1 Peter 4, verse 17. Judgment begins with the house of God. But if the righteous can scarcely be saved, what will happen to those who don't believe, who will not obey the gospel? 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 17 to 18. You listening, unbeliever, what will happen to you? If God so judges his people, 1 Corinthians 5, God does discipline his people. He does judge his people for their sin. 1 Corinthians 11, it's all there. Well then, what about the unrighteous, the unbelievers, the disobedient to the gospel? 1 Peter 4, verses 17 to 18. We must not confuse these covenants. The church, I'm afraid, down the centuries has confused these two covenants with disastrous results. We mustn't do that, but we must take the principle. How about the Old Covenant, Nehemiah chapter 9? You see, Nehemiah disciplines Israel about the Sabbath, but the pagans are outside the wall. As it were, they do what they want, but the Israelites inside the wall, they must keep the Sabbath. There's a principle here. Now, it's the same in the Ecclesia. What have I to do to judge the world, says Paul? I'm not responsible for that, but I am responsible for the house of God. But if judgment begins with the house of God, where will the unrighteous and the ungodly, the disobedient, appear? But Israel above all, and of course it's God above all. If we play with paganism, if we play with pagans, we get tainted. Now let me just go over this again very briefly. It's the last great act of Moses, his vengeance on the Midianites. It's not a war for the sake of possession or land or territory. Possessions, it's a conquest, not conquest, no, it's judicial judgment, judicial wrath of God, vengeance from God. It's God's, it's God's command, it's God's work to do. It's all been said before, chapter 25, verses 16 and 17. It's not Israel's vengeance, it's God's vengeance. It's not Israel's spite or feelings, it's God using Israel. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Let's get that clear. That's still in the gospel. That's Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 31. We must be a separate people. That's the lesson I see here. So, although it won't be a popular discourse at all, remember Acts 10, 42 and 43. Peter goes preaching the gospel and he starts with the judgment and leading to mercy. Paul writes Romans 1, 18 and onwards. He's talking about the gospel. Read the earlier parts of the chapter and you'll see. He's talking about the gospel, and where does he begin? With the wrath of God. These notes must be sounded today. The Lord said to Moses, so Moses said to the people. Same for us. The Lord has said to us, and we must say to the people. Our God is a God of love and kindness and goodness and mercy, oh yes, but he's also a God of wrath and judgment. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. If judgment begins at the house of God, where will the disobedient be? Oh, listen to that, my unbelieving friend, and yield to Christ at once for your everlasting salvation now. Amen.